Cleared five.
The most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball. Testicles.
You're pointing at the doggy.
Gummy Moore.
Biggie awesome.
In our worries, I have good footing.
Which part is that was
confusing? I've got a real problem with that. Bloody
never walk alone.
I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show on 2SER that takes a deep dive into a topic not often spoken about, sport. Joel Kasem is my name and I am the front man of this Squid Game. Also joining me are the following. First up is a man in a red jumpsuit. It's Mick Rad.
Hi, I like the green jumpsuit with the number one on it. But it's not good to be at the front in Squid Game, is it? Is it good to be at the front or at the back? I just don't know. I haven't finished watching yet, by the way. No spoilers.
Well, Mick.
Hello.
Guess what?
What?
What episode are you on?
I'm on the one where they're, all the VIPs are there and they're like ready to watch.
All right.
I haven't seen the game yet.
Even that's a spoiler. You haven't finished it and you're spoiling it for people.
Oops. I think it's like the second last episode, but I haven't finished yet.
All right. Also here is a man in tracksuit number 457. It's Rowan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I met a bloke at the train station, got me out of debt, and next minute, you know, it just, my world changed. It was crazy.
Also a spoiler. No, it's not. That's way too early for that to be a spoiler.
That's the premise of the
show. How is everyone?
It's been good. We're out of Rodeo-a-thon. We can do another whole proper sports show. Gab's not here. Back to usual. No, it's good. It's good to be back. Rodeo-a-thon was fun. Thank you to all the people who donated or subscribed to SCR over the last couple of weeks. We love you all.
Yes, but mostly we love the people that subscribe to our program. Thank you. We love you very much and we'll happily... if we meet you in public, you know, sign something for you.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys have like a signature that you would, like an autograph signature? So, you know, I read the other day that someone went, what, people who are famous, they have different signatures, like one they do on official documents and then ones they give to the fans? I'm like, well, yeah, they probably do.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like, if you're going to sign an autograph for someone, would you do it differently? Do you have
yes, signature? Absolutely. When I do, and I do it a lot. I don't want to toot my own horn too much, but I'm probably stopped on a daily basis to sign autographs. It is not the same as my one that I sign on official documents because people are dodgy. But that's a really good question, and it's something I thought about as a kid a lot because I wanted to be a rock star. Still do. Got time. And I always thought if I was famous, like what would I sign? Do I sign my actual signature, which I've pretty much had since I was little because, I don't know, I started early. So then I created a few different ones. I had, a lot of different ones, but I think I'm probably down to about three that I would use. So
I really didn't think you'd talk about it for this long, but excellent. You've got three. That's great. Great to hear.
I reckon
I've
about three.
I've got a really long surname, so basically it's just an M and an R and then a scribble because I just couldn't be bothered doing my whole name. But if I ever did have to do an autograph, because I'm not as famous as you, Joel, I'm just a lowly co-host of this show. But if I had to, I would just do Mick Rad, and that's a lot easier, right? And that way it's not an official signature.
So you would just write the letters like that, Mick Rad, and then...
Mick Rad. Really slowly. I don't know. I'm really messy. My writing's terrible.
So basically anyone could just copy it and say that they've got it from you.
Sure.
Which might be easier. Definitely. Yeah.
Go crazy.
There you go.
Sign all the things. Pretend it's me.
And Rowan, how are you?
Yeah, going fantastic. We've had Radiothon, but in that time we've been allowed to go out of our homes and venture into the world. And by the world, I mean the pub, and it's been fantastic.
This is very true. Did it happen? It must have happened the week after, or the weekend after our last show. No, it was the Monday, wasn't it? After our last normal show prior to Radiothon, and then the 2 weeks of Radiothon. Mick, I went in 1 week, then you went in the next week into the studio. So we've actually been back in there, back to Zoom this week, but that's okay. Next week, we're going to try and do it normally again. So if you're sick of hearing our voices slightly funny, then be sick no more after this
week.
Speak
for yourself, Joel. My voice isn't funny at all. It's completely serious.
Actually, you do have quite the fantastic radio voice. I'm jealous. yes.
Gigs are back, Ron. Have you been to a gig yet?
No, I haven't managed to venture myself to a gig, but a lot of tours are now getting rescheduled, and so there's a few on the horizon. But that's that's on the agenda yet. Haven't quite hit that bucket, but I believe you've been straight into it there, Mick. Straight back on.
Of course. I've been to two
stage.
The exciting thing is, you know, Frankie's. They're in the city. If anyone's not in Sydney, they wouldn't know. But Frankie's is this like divey rock and roll bar that serves pizza and beer, and it's like smelly and dark, and it's the best. And it's just full of live music. And I think they're basically doing this thing where pretty much now until they close, like for good, because the building's getting ripped down later in the year, they're just going to have live music pretty much every single night. And it's going to be friggin' awesome. So if you're ever in Sydney and you want to see live music, you don't know where to go, just go to Frankie's, because they are sponsoring the show, apparently, because I'm just talking about them. But, yeah, live music, awesome. I'm going to a gig hopefully tonight.
Oh, excellent. Yes. That'll be fun. Have we done anything sporting, though, in the last few weeks now that things have opened up? Gyms have reopened, pools. Other things where you can do sporting activities?
Well, community sports are allowed now. So I think my soccer team, which I haven't been playing in because it's on the same night as my trivia night. And I'm doing trivia instead. Remember we did this whole thing where I was...
Trivia versus soccer conundrum.
Yeah, anyway, the soccer team is back and playing next Monday, but I'm not because I chose trivia. And I still feel very bad about this, especially when I talk about it on a sports show. But I am doing PT, and I nearly killed myself doing PT last night again. I just cannot do it without wanting to throw up really bad. Is that normal?
Well, is PT the only thing you're doing a week? Is that your one bit of exercise?
At the moment, yes. Pretty much, yes.
Wanting to be sick while doing it once a week will happen.
It doesn't feel good. I just don't like it.
Have you said that? Have you said, please don't push me as hard because... I think I'm pushing myself,
Joel. I think it's up to me to, you know, set my bar wherever I want to go. But my bar is a little bit too high, and I try and push it a little bit too hard every time because I'm trying to impress the PT trainer. I'm trying to impress this guy. He's a really nice guy, and he's just like buffet. As he used to be a rugby player for the Western Force, and when he puts another 10 kilos on the bar and says, do it, I'm like, sure thing, mate. And I try and do it. And even when my arms are wobbling and I'm like, I'm like, I just want to impress him, Joel. That's all.
That's okay. Is this PT in a park?
No. It's just in a little gym room, like near a park, but it's inside.
Okay.
Just me and my wife and him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, I've been able to get back into a swimming pool, which has made me happy.
Woo!
Into a gym as well. The gym, the first day back at the gym was after a few days of swimming, and boy, did I feel it. My arms were very sore. It was as if I had never done any sort of exercise in my life, and the pain was not enjoyable. The swimming as well that's not been as bad because I've been going a little bit more often, but you feel it. And I reckon most people who are now getting back into exercise at this point, the first couple of weeks are like, oh, this is like the first time I've ever been. It's been so long. Everyone's been off for 3 to 4 months. So
yeah,
it's not fun.
Yeah. Walking around the block within your 5K just doesn't cut it.
No. Yeah, that's right. And I'm sure a lot of people are just happy to see the back of their block.
Yeah. Or someone else's block, 5-6 kilometers away. Yeah.
Now, we do a... There you go. I swore on the show. We do a sports show, so we will talk about some sport. Again, we've been off for a couple of weeks. So something that is news in the NRL, but actually happened a while ago, but that doesn't matter because that's this kind of show. We're a bit delayed. Is in 2023, not next season, the season after, there is going to be a 17th team joining the NRL, the Redcliffe Dolphins.
No, 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 Joel. Let me pull you up there.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Sorry. Is it not
name
Redcliffe?
Change.
They're not the Redcliffe Dolphins. They are just the Dolphins.
That's right.
Because they didn't want to associate an actual town with them, which is a bit strange, I guess. I don't know. I mean, if you pick a team, you want to know where that team's from, right?
Mm.
You don't just want to go for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I reckon within a couple of years, I'll actually associate it with a name. And it could be the Moreton Bay Dolphins, because that's sort of the region that they're talking about, which is quite a big area, just north of Brisbane. But, yeah. They're just the Dolphins to start with. So, I don't know. What do you guys reckon?
Yeah, well, it's I don't know. I'm just with the name thing. I think it's possible that they might just stay as Dolphins. And I think it's possible that teams will do that and just, like, I mean,
no.
You think of the Roosters, no one calls them Sydney and they're not called East anymore. They're just the Roosters.
At the game, they all, like, have got, like, the East's chant and
yeah.
stuff. So, it's still kind of within kind of, I guess, the culture and the fans.
I mean, yeah.
They tried it. They tried the Sydney Roosters, the Sydney City Roosters. Now they're sort of just the Roosters, but I don't know. They're still known as the Eastern Suburbs Roosters, like I think. I mean, bringing in a brand new team and not having a location for them just for me just sounds really weird.
Or is it because – so Redcliffe is in Brisbane? Is it a town in Brisbane? Am I right?
Yeah, it's sort of on the sort of northeast fringe of Brisbane.
Okay, so you already have the Brisbane Broncos. You can't then have the Brisbane.
Well, you could. I mean, a lot of other sports have two Melbourne teams, two Sydney teams. You know,
that is a good
point. Melbourne Sixers, Melbourne Star. You got Western Sydney Wanderers, I guess, and Sydney.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. You could have had two Brisbane teams. I think there was talk of calling them Brisbane as well, but yeah. All right, yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens, I guess. But big news, of course, their coach.
Did you forget to subscribe during Radiothon?
Well, today is your lucky day.
If you subscribe to 2SER before the end of October, you can still go into the draw for our major prizes.
And still receive all the benefits and freebies our subscribers enjoy.
Join the 2SER family before October 31 by subscribing at 2SER.com now.
Wayne Bennett. Yeah, sorry.
Pause for dramatic effect.
It was a good
I thought
pause.
You were going to chip in and say, yes. No,
you
Wayne
know what?
Bennett.
I'm going back into that bit for radio and I'm putting the ad there. That's where our ad is going to go.
Excellent. Wayne Bloody Bennett is going to be coaching a brand new team again, like mm-hmm. he did with the Broncos back in the day. That's massive. Massive for the Dolphins.
Yeah, but it's still another year away. So that means they have a full year, and I think he's already signed. So basically, he's a coach of a team with no players for the next year. So his 2022 will be him just signing players as of, I guess, November 1, really.
Yeah, that's when the transfer kind of window is open. So there's a weird
like
rule. Yeah,
days.
Like a couple of days from
tomorrow,
now where yeah. I think it's like there's players who are off contract in 2023 are allowed to start negotiating. So they'll obviously play for their club for the next year, but then they've secured their future for the year after. So you've got stars, aren't you, like Kalen Ponga and Cody Walker, who have one more year left on their contract. Mm. Wayne Bennett can technically from November 1 start recruiting. So, and obviously the pool of Wayne Bennett being the super coach. Be interesting to see how many potential superstars that can pull in. They've got free cap, so he can start the team from scratch.
Pretty cool opportunity for someone like to do. Like, how cool would it be to just have your own team and build it from scratch? You know, it's going to be probably a bits of team. Like, obviously, it'll take him a couple of years to get going, I reckon. But, you know, pretty awesome to be able to. And the players are going to want to go because, well, wouldn't you want to live in the Sunshine Coast and, or, you know, Brisbane Beaches, whatever. Sounds good to me. Let me go. Can I go play for him?
That's where you had in the ring. I mean, there's no harm in trying, Mick.
I think I'd go right in centre. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be a centre.
You, You could audition for the mascot to be the dolphin.
Sure. Or is it going to be a real dolphin, like in, you know, Ace Ventura, when they stole the dolphin? I actually go for the dolphins in the NFL, you know, Miami Dolphins. So yeah, it's going to be tricky for me to get used to the fact that the Dolphins are not the Miami Dolphins and they're actually an NRL team now.
It's not as hard as you think.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I wouldn't stress about it. If you're worried about that all next year, think about it.
Yeah, I am. I'm worried.
How
right
you're
now.
Going to remember which team you support in which sport. I think you're going to be all right.
Should we talk about other stuff? Other sports?
Yeah, sure. Go for it. Throw one at me.
Cricket's back, baby. Well, it's been back for a bit. But 2020 World Cup's on right now. And I think a lot of people have forgotten that it's on, or it just feels like it's sort of slipped under the radar a little bit. Have you guys felt that? Like, it's
a little bit. I think we were supposed to host it initially, so there would have, obviously COVID, so there would have been a bit more hype and obviously in our prime time, but it's kind of split between like the UAE and a few other nations around there. So in terms of like not being on like prime time cricket, it probably hasn't got the quite the coverage as it would do, but still fantastic. It's T20, it's World Cup.
Yeah. Well, like you said, the problem is the times, I think. No one's going to get up at 1 a.m. to watch, I don't know.
Man play PNG, for example, which was the opening game. Two teams you wouldn't expect to play cricket much. Oman thrashed them. But there's other teams like Namibia in there, Netherlands. It's pretty cool to have all these sort of, you know, fledgling countries getting to go.
It's cool. I don't know if you've ever seen the European Cricket League. It is phenomenal. So
I thought you were going to say something else then.
I could have.
Yes.
It's great to watch, though, if you just want to kill
Australia's
some time.
Got a bloody strong team, hey? Like, I mean, I just saw the highlights of us in that first game. We beat South Africa by 5 wickets. It's pretty much a full team. Like, it's almost our test team there. They're playing the 2020 World Cup. So we're going to be right in there. But we only sort of won that game in the last two balls. Like, it was a weird game. They only scored 118, South Africa, in their 20 overs and lost 9 wickets. But then we only got, I think with two balls to spare, we got the winning runs. But thanks to Steve Smith, who got 35 off 34. Stoinis and Wade finished it off as well. So we did enough. And it was only the first game. So I think we'll be all right. We've got England.
Warm-up game. Just got to get the batsmen ready to the conditions. But, I mean, the bowlers stepped up as per always. I mean, that's for the last couple of years. We've always been really strong with the ball and the batting's been a bit kind of iffy, but you know, I suppose if you've got Steve Smith there, he'll always save the team.
Usually.
Yeah, absolutely. the poor guy, that's his job.
Yeah, just save us.
We're losing by 100. Can you go in, please? Please?
Yeah.
Just he's like, again.
I have to do this every bloody time. You took my captaincy away. The WBBL is also going at this time. Neither Sydney teams are doing well, though. The Sixers have only notched up 2 wins. The Thunder, 0. On Tuesday, though, 25-year-old Melbourne Stars seamer Kim Garth nearly took a hat-trick and returned with figures of 3 for none after three overs.
Can't get much better than that.
Had she got the hat-trick, that would have probably been the best figures you could ever have. I mean, it's T20, but still. Garth, who made her international debut for Ireland as a 14-year-old in 2010, became the first bowler in WBBL history to bowl 3 consecutive maidens. So there you go.
Far out. Hadn't happened yet. That's
no.
Yeah, but I guess T20, yeah, you wouldn't get many maidens anyway. That's pretty crazy.
That's the whole idea of T20 is just to smack the ball as hard as you can and as often as you can. So, yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Amazing.
Any other cricket news?
No.
Okay. Moving on to football/soccer. The Matildas played a couple of friendlies through the week against Brazil here on home soil. First time they've played here in about 19 months, so it's been a very long time. And it was great in the first game, 3-1. I mean, these are friendlies, but a 3-1 win over Brazil, who are, I think, 4 places ahead of us on the world ranking thingy, is fantastic. The second game, 2-2 that was played on, was it Tuesday night? Wednesday night?
Yep.
Tuesday night?
Tuesday.
2-2 They were up 2-0 and then sort of fell behind there at the end. But promising signs, yes.
Yeah, with the World Cup, Women's World Cup 2 years away, I think they've got like 16 or 17 games left before then. But we've got, obviously we've still got our superstars, like, you know, Sam Kerr. But then we've got these young up-and-coming players who are just getting better and better. And so in 2 years' time, they should be just primed, ready to go. Like you, Mary Fowler's, who's just like, could be like one of the best in the world if she keeps going on the sort of trajectory she's going on. So, yeah, it's exciting to sort of see where they all go. And we should be a huge force at that Women's World Cup, like I hope. And we'll be at home too. So bloody hell, we should win the bloody thing, I reckon.
Yeah.
I'm calling it now. 2 years out. We're going to win the Women's World
Champions
Cup 2023.
Oh, imagine done. Winning at home. Oh.
Put all your money on it.
There you go. If you've got money, Mick wants you to gamble it. Any other soccer football news?
Well, I think Mick has got a story he'd like to talk about.
No?
I mean, if we're talking football, shut up, Joel. We're talking about EPL and we're talking about my beloved Liverpool, who scored probably one of the most famous Liverpool wins in like for a long, long time. Of course, Liverpool won the comp like 2 years ago, won the league. Last year, pretty ordinary, no crowds, it was a bit crap. This year, they're stepping it up again, and players like Mo Salah are just like killing it. And he scored 10 goals already this season, and he got this hat trick. And Liverpool beat Man U 5-0 at Old Trafford. So this is at these crazy booing Man U fans has gone crazy booing, hating Liverpool because they hate each other, these two teams. They hate each other. And Man U's got Cristiano Ronaldo now and, you know, everyone expects them to go well. And we just smashed them in the first half. It was 4-0 in the first half. And, yeah, it was so good to watch. So, yeah, everyone's saying that was, like, Liverpool's best win in, like, years and years. And, yeah, everyone should watch. If you want to see how good football can be, watch Liverpool play right now. There you go. I'm happy now. I got to talk about my team.
Well done.
On Mo Salah hat trick, I think it was like the first hat trick in like top flight football of the Premier League era at Old Trafford. Like that's how much of a like fortress that ground is. And for Liverpool, it would be arch rivals just to walk in and just own the joint. Oh, it's crazy because even though they're like arch rivals, regardless of who's on top or like in the league, they're usually really like close games or like low scoring games, regardless of like form. So, you don't really see blowouts too much in those kind of rivals. So it's just like, it was a crazy intense match. Now everyone's like, well, for a United perspective, are they going to get a new manager now?
Oh, yes. He's under pressure, the old Ole Gunnar. But also Mo Salah is contract runs out at the end of next year. Apparently he wants £450,000 to £500,000 a week as his salary for the next contract, which is like stupid numbers. He might get it. He might get probably £450,000 a week, but that is just ridiculous. And if Liverpool won't pay it, Real Madrid are just like, we're going to jump in there and take him. So I think Liverpool probably give him whatever he wants to stay there for the rest of his career. But it should be interesting to see.
Yes.
And of course, it's Chelsea, you're up top of the ladder. Whatever.
We beat Norwich. Beat Norwich 7-0. But again, you know, it's a different caliber of like, because I don't think Norwich have won a game yet and they're just sitting right at the bottom. So it was top of the table versus bottom of the table. So it's great to see 7 kind of goals. But again, it's just, you know, the caliber of the opponent. You're, no offense to Norwich fans if you're listening. Timo Pukki is amazing. But yeah, happy to be at the top.
Totally. In other football news quickly, of course, big news this week, and it shouldn't be big news, but it is apparently.
Lovely news.
It is lovely news, and it's nice to see, and I just hope it happens a lot more because certainly there are a lot more non-straight players in the I'm talking about all football codes as well, not just soccer, but Josh Cavallo came out this week as gay and put a big post on social media. The club's supported him. Everyone's received it really well. You know, shouldn't be a problem. Should be a big deal, but it's just good to see that he's done that. And he's had the, the support to do that. And hopefully it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
In the scheme of things, but it's good to see.
Absolutely.
And the outpour, like across the world, you've got people like Zlatan Ibrahimovic, you know, like tweeting him out, being like fantastic, and all the Premier League clubs and all the competitions. Like it's gone global, the support and just, the kind of appraisal for Josh to take that stand and hopefully help, you know, make it a more of an inviting option for, you know, everyone to feel, you know, who they are as a player and can, you know, come out to be whatever and still enjoy the game that everyone loves.
Totally. Yeah,
exactly. In rugby union, I just wanted to mention this too, the incredibly close match between the New Zealand All Blacks and USA last weekend. 104-14 was the final score, with the All Blacks just scraping home. The All Blacks ran in 16 tries to record their largest win over the USA, easily eclipsing the 74-6 margin the last time they met in Chicago in 2014.
It's pretty crazy, isn't it? I mean, what do you think about it? America could probably field a really good team, you would think, but they just don't. I guess they just don't. All the big players, the big athletic, skillful ball players, they're all playing American football.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Like, America is quite a – I mean, we're roughly the same size in like, geography.
Geographically.
Thank you. Geographically, please. But they obviously have a lot more people than we do. So you'd think some people there would want to play union. Obviously, they do. Whereas New Zealand is this tiny little place and just produces the most incredible players the world will ever see. So anyway, a smashing. The Wallabies did something as well, I think.
Beat Japan. I think they're on a 5-game winning streak for the first time in a while. So good news there. But I think they're off.
They're doing this spring tour of the UK. All these players are choosing to not go to UK and stay with their clubs, I think. Club over country. So there's a bit of controversy about that.
Speaking of controversy, here's a game. Oh, is there any more sport?
Nah.
Nah. You did one. You did a live nah.
Well, that's it. I don't need little sound bites.
You don't need one of these.
Nah.
You've got your own.
That sounds like me. Wow.
It does. Okay. I have two questions for you both. Are you ready?
Ooh, go for it. Already.
Okay, we spoke about
is this like separate or do we have to? No, we're competing, are we? Rowan and I?
Yeah, it's a competition.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it doesn't have to be. Do you want one each?
No.
Okay.
I'm ready to. All right. Ron's butt. Yeah.
Here we go. This might be great for people to listen to. We spoke of the Matildas earlier. I said they played, look at me describing the question before I ask it. They played here 19 months ago. Who did they last play in Australia?
Was it Penrith?
It might have been.
America.
America US. Is the wrong answer, sorry.
Was it Chile?
Also the wrong answer, I'm sorry.
Damn it!
It was Vietnam.
We suck. Oh, Vietnam.
It was an Olympic qualifier.
Of course.
The second question is, who, aside from Redcliffe Dolphins or Dolphins, who was the most recent team to join the NRL?
Titans.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes, 2007.
Oh, well, I'm going to give you a point for that. It was 2007. Yes. Hold on. all right. Well, that's the end of the show. It was all right.
That was only two questions. I thought it was supposed to be four.
I did say two, I think. Did I say four? Yeah.
No, I think you said two each. Yeah.
Oh, no. I see where you got confused.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Good to be back.
Good to be
great
back.
Great to be back.
Yeah. Hopefully we sound a lot clearer next week through our professional microphones. Not that there's anything wrong with these ones. They're fine. Yeah. But just padding until the show runs out. See you next week.
See y'all. Stay sporty.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Ooh, that's a new sign-off. Arrivederci. Love it.
Across the Park on 2SER is not your typical multi-award-winning sports show.
In hours ahead. Each Friday night at 7, join Joel, Gabby and Mick as they attempt to deliver their unique brand of hard-hitting, slow-witted sports analysis.
And just go for a swim, like deep.
Come on in, meatball. Across the park, the program ranked number 2 on the 2SER website when viewed in alphabetical order.
This is a great show. It's three people sitting there saying pen it at each other for half an hour.
And hello and welcome to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3. We are back. We are bigger than ever. Are you on, Silvio? Oh, I didn't put you on. Sorry.
That's very naughty of you.
Oh, sorry about that, Silvio.
We're waiting for it. Are we back?
Yeah.
Hi. That's very naughty of you.
I need to be the only person in the room. There could be 100 people in the room I would be the only one there.
I mean, you're the only one people are listening to.
My voice is loud. But yeah, welcome back to It's a Gay Area. This is our first show back that isn't our radiothon, which went very well, by the way.
Sub bottom, subscribe.
It was super subs, not sub bottoms.
Whatever I mean, you know, come through.
This week it's about sub bottoms.
We
last
love sub
week
bottoms.
It was about super subs. But we would just like to give a quick shout out to everyone who did subscribe during that radiothon. We're gonna keep it quick this week, but thank you so much for the support. We are a volunteer station, and you keep us going. So
you're all amazing.
And as we promised, small kiss on the mouth from each of us. And that's going to take a while. Some of you live in the Blue Mountains.
If you see me in public, you can just pull me aside and say, small kiss on the mouth, and I'll understand.
It's not hard to see either of us. We're very tall.
We're very tall, and we're very affluent.
Affluent? We're rich?
I don't have a dictionary, so I don't know what you mean.
You said it, though.
I know, but I just thought it was a word people understood, and I feel like people would get it.
Affluent means wealthy.
We're very in the area. Does that help?
No.
Does that work?
Not at all. You're speaking.
Just come kiss me in the mouth.
In the mouth. So my name is Patrick. That is Silvio.
My name is Silvio.
Yep, that's right. And for those who aren't in the studio at the moment, which is most of you, hopefully, what does your necklace say, Silvio?
My necklace says, nasty.
Yeah.
Rory. You know that guy on TikTok that does the raw sounds? I really wish I could be him.
No, I'm 23. I don't have TikTok.
I'm 22, so I'm different, but it's okay.
You're just built different. You're just built different. So as you might have guessed, we don't have a guest this week. We do have a lot of sexy, exciting content coming up.
Ooh.
Think Sydney Film Festival. Think some other stuff that I have definitely thought of and scheduled.
Queer things.
It is all things queer. But today, we're going to go through... lockdown. Oh. We're not going into lockdown again, thank God. But we're going to go through how we felt during lockdown.
Let's talk about it.
We're going to do that. To help with that, I have... last week, I actually had a lot of music that we didn't get to from some of the best artists that released stuff during lockdown. So we're going to go through some of that, as well as some new stuff that was released because it is New Music Friday, because Spotify owns us now. New Music Friday, so I went through my release radar. I picked out the sexiest songs.
Only the sexiest.
Ugly songs, get out.
Leave. The door is right there.
Leave. We're going to go... go right into that now. Why not? So we're going to start with the brand new Kylie Minogue song, which is it's actually not even just a Kylie Minogue song. It's Kylie Minogue and Jessie Ware. Two wonderful, wonderful people.
What is Jessie wearing?
Clothes, hopefully.
I'm so sorry. You can just play the song. It's fine.
You're on a...
Thin ice.
Thin ice. So we are going to play some songs for you now, and we're going to start off with Kiss of Life by Kylie Minogue and Jessie Ware. So this is 2SER 107.3. You're listening to It's a Gay Area, and this is Kiss of Life by Kylie Minogue and Jessie Ware. Oh.
Kiss
Gotta clean the house today. The outside world just don't seem safe. Might let myself waste away to feel like I've got something in control. I wanna hurt myself today. It's been a while and I miss the pain. I give out and get no gains. I've only got myself to blame. But I won't be seeking your help again. Cause you've got priorities. Priorities. I'm sorry I missed you. You know that I'm hurting. Wanna stay in bad things. I regret I'm an idiot. I'm sorry I missed you. Could I serve myself today? Stay in bed and masturbate. Feel like I deserve a break. What a dream, I'll never live that way. Wanna stop this rut today. I've listed all the things I'll change. Back too much but give away my energy. I've only got myself to blame. But I won't be seeking your help again. Cause you've got priorities. You've got priorities. Priorities.
Hello and welcome back to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3.
Oh, hello and welcome back
hello,
to
Hello, it's Patrick
area.
And Sylvia back.
Hi, if you have a Halloween party, invite me.
Sylvia got invited to a last-minute non-dress-up Halloween party and he's cranky about it.
And they told me to get dressed up, but...
Okay, what we're not going to do is we're not going to yell at our listeners.
I'm sorry. They told me to get dressed up, but they also said it's not a dress-up party.
Well, let's talk about this. So, Halloween is... Thank you.
I'm going as Incineroar.
Pause up. Are you actually?
No.
Aw, sad. For those of you who don't know, Incineroar is a Pokemon.
And I love Pokemon.
I also love Pokemon. Oh, I need to talk about this. So, I have recently moved next to a supermarket that sells, like... A lot of, like, novelty drinks and stuff. Ooh. Like that. It's very exciting for me.
Don't tell me they sell Pokemon.
They sell the
no!
Pokemon. I was sending a photo of it to a friend earlier because there's, like, white peach and it's an Eagle buff. And there's, like, cider and it's
No, I'm Pikachu. Obsessed. I'm sorry. I would get drunk literally from the thought of that.
It's not alcoholic, so I don't see
I would
that.
Put vodka in that and then get drunk.
Okay, but the problem I had is that there was one which was, Squirtle. It was a Squirtle on right. It. It was a blue. So I thought I was like, oh, this is just going to be like...
Blueberry flavored or something.
You're struggling today, aren't you? usually that means it's like the non-flavored sparkling water. And I was going to get a couple.
Well, blue means non-flavored.
Usually, yeah.
Really?
That's the color of water.
Blue's not... Water's not blue. Water's clear.
What about the ocean? That looks pretty blue. Water. Anyway.
What, your water comes out clear. Anyway, sorry.
No, my water comes out murky because I live in a swamp. No, so the blue flavor with a Squirtle on it, so it's gonna. You think it's going to be like pure water, water-type Pokemon.
I don't know.
It was salted cheese flavor.
Sorry?
Salted cheese.
In?
Salted cheese.
Salted cheese flavored. I'm so sorry.
Sparkling water. That.
That's disgusting.
I didn't
It's like
it.
Cheetos, but someone just like rinsed their mouth out and then bottled it.
And then I bought like a watermelon Ramune.
What's Ramune?
It's like a Japanese lemonade.
Oh, nice.
So it's usually like bubblegum flavored.
That's what Squirtle should taste like.
I don't want you to be tasting Squirtle. I don't want you to
Well,
do
we're
that.
At this point now and Squirtle
no,
should taste like Ramune.
No,
Blue lemonade.
No, yeah, but anyway, so I bought this watermelon flavored thing and I drank it and I was like, oh, this is weird. And I looked at the back and it was also salty. It was a salted watermelon. Don't put salt in drinks.
Unless it's a Bloody Mary.
We've discussed this. That's a soup. That's an alcoholic
I'll bring
soup.
It up every time that we can.
That's
Bloody Marys
alcoholic.
Are my favorite cocktail. They deserve to be like stored in every bar that exists.
It's a gazpacho with vodka in it.
And what about it?
That's disgusting.
No, it's not.
I hate tomatoes.
Just learn how to like live and adapt.
To what?
To Bloody Marys.
That's not a fact of... You don't...
Come on, salt. Olives. Worcestershire sauce.
These are all good things, but not in a drink.
Of course they are.
No. The you only alcohol no that should have Mary. Olive in it is a martini.
Well, fair enough. I do like a martini.
I don't really.
Well, then what are you even talking about?
I will drink them. I enjoy martinis.
But you said you didn't.
But, like, they're not good. It's just... Drinks that are just alcohol.
I'm so sorry.
Drinks that are just alcohol. They're not enjoyable.
Okay, martinis are alcohol. If you choose dirty, then it's olive brine and a little bit of ice water.
That's why that's good because... But like normal martini is just strong white wine.
White wine? I'm sorry, what? Vermouth? Yeah, I mean, but like it's rinsed out.
It is literally a fortified wine.
I know, I used to be a bartender.
I didn't. It's just like...
Just play the next song.
Like, I like Negronis as well, but like...
Oh, that's disgusting.
So strong.
Disgusting.
They're nice.
No one likes Negronis.
I do. They're pretty.
You disgust me.
I contain multitudes, and I deserve the right to my opinions. And we were going to talk about Halloween, and we're going to play a song, we're going to get our act together, and then we will come back and talk about Halloween. I promise you that. So what we're going to play now is Cleo by Shy Girl, which is a new Shy Girl song. You're going to listen to it, we're going to be back. This is It's a Gay Area.
Woo!
A movie star, I can be your fantasy. Cut the camera, the scene, give me my lens, you tell me. I can play anybody, I can be your fantasy, 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 fantasy. You got me feeling like a movie star.
levitated.
Wasn't that groovy?
Yes.
Thank you. That was Groovy by Macy Rodman off her new album Unbelievable Animals. And then before that, it was Cleo Edit by Shy Girl, who Sylvia didn't know, not queer.
No, not queer.
So
why is she on the show, Patrick?
Again, the yelling.
No, but like this is time to stand up for our rights.
Well, Kylie Minogue isn't queer.
Yeah, but she's like a queer icon.
Yeah, exactly. So, Shy Girl is a new queer icon. Different. We'll forgive her NFT weird bullshit, yeah. But like, you know.
Forgive and forget.
We forgive and forget.
Our next Azalea Banks.
No, I'm not forgiving her. Sorry. So you are on It's a Gay Area, 2SER 107.3. Well, we have new listeners might have joined.
Hey.
But yes, Halloween. It is Halloween. What day is Halloween?
31st?
Yeah, so it's in like 2 days.
It's a Saturday, I believe. It's the 29th now, no?
Yeah.
And it's
so
Friday.
So tomorrow's the 30th.
Right, so it's Sunday. Oh my God.
It's Sunday, yeah.
Halloween on a Sunday is disgusting.
So, Halloween is a gay... It's a gay party day.
Absolutely. It's like gay Christmas.
It's like gay Christmas. Yeah. I am an anomaly in that I don't actually like Halloween very much. I don't.
Everyone just pause for a second and gasp. We can't hear your gasp, but I can hear it.
I don't think it's very good.
Excuse me?
Like, I think a lot of effort has to be put into a costume for it to look good.
And?
Yeah, so if you do it really well, I think it's good. I think the normal Halloween concepts are boring and played out.
Absolutely.
Like...
Doesn't
vampire.
Mean Halloween's bad.
Sexy
but
vampire, bad. Like, absolutely. You have to be so original at this point. It is...
I mean, it's not fucking Drag Race. We're not here to be like, your look looks
it
like
this. It is kind of Drag Race in that
but like,
you can't...
Just pull off a
something.
Good look and know and like be essential to yourself. But
here
Halloween's about being fun.
Here is something. So few homosexuals know how to pull off a good look.
Welcome to Sydney.
And this is specifically, I'm talking about cis gay men.
Yes. Hi, I'm cis gay. Oh, well... Am I?
Hi, sis.
I'm not.
But yeah, so like, cis gay men don't know what... Mesh is not a costume.
No.
Mesh and fangs? No. Harness? No.
No.
Any... Like, it just... It's not good.
Also, just because you're a twink with a Barbie fetish doesn't mean you know how to dress up for
what
Halloween.
What twink has a Barbie fetish?
You know the ones that like bleached blonde hair and it's like, oh, I have Barbie on my chest and it's like... Ugh.
Oh, bad.
Yeah.
Oh, it's even worse when it's that Barbie font on a necklace.
Oh,
like the
God.
One you're wearing, except not nasty. And it just yeah. says, slut. I hate it.
Yeah, no, see, I changed it up.
You changed it up a little. You says
I took this to my work function.
Look... That's beautiful
that's
in a way.
That's camp, I
that's
think.
That's beautiful.
I think.
Yeah, I just like, it is, I don't think it's, like, I am going to a party tomorrow.
Are
and
you?
I'm really hoping that no one else, because we're meant to keep our costume secret. So I'm hoping, if you're listening and you're a member of the party I'm going to tomorrow, don't turn off your radio, then come right back in a second.
Or just listen, but don't tell anyone.
So I am moving. So I am very time and cash poor at the moment.
Disgusting.
So I have decided what I will be doing for my costume.
And your costume is?
I don't even know if I'll be able to pull this off because I'm working, but I need a white sheet and yes. I will be going as a sheet ghost. But
well, we talked about this last week.
But I will be wearing a belt
nice.
To cinch it in.
Stunning.
And then I will be painting some lipstick on it.
Iconic. Okay.
And there, yeah.
She's a classic.
There we go.
Please.
That is camp.
Give
so
it
I can
to me.
Do that. But, like, I don't know. I just... It's just... club gays are terrible.
Terrifying and have no concept of like actual outfits. So if you have a party, please invite me because currently I'm going to a non-dress-up party.
If you have a party, I'm already going to one, but I don't like it, so I want to go to another one.
Oh my God, stop it. At least you're going as a fucking ghost, okay?
Yeah, well...
I got told to dress up, and I'm going to rock up there, and everyone's going to be in jeans. That's homophobic.
I wear jeans.
That's transphobic.
I wear jeans all the time, and I'm also... I'm
to
gay
a Halloween party, though?
I'm gay. Yeah, probably.
No, you won't.
Yep.
Okay, send me a picture of what you're wearing tomorrow. And if it's not jeans, we're fighting.
Okay, deal. Now, we're out of time. We're out of time.
Shakira?
Nope.
Continuous, nope. Please. I'm just here. I'm just here to have a good time.
And thank you for that, Sylvia.
You're so welcome.
So, yes, that is all the time we have for this week. Thank you for listening to our rantings on Halloween. And I hope you... Have a lovely Halloween, and you put together a cohesive, nice outfit.
Send pictures, because I can tell you you're terrible.
Send pictures to, I was going to give out our media address, but we're not going to do that.
No, but RDK Silvio is my handle.
At dumbpad on Instagram, DM me. So, yeah, we're going to play a song to take you out, and I think this is a nice Halloween-y and also gay song that came out during lockdown, so we're going to leave you with this. So this is Mistress Violet by Violet Chachki and LEX, and I will say the first song by an ex-Drag Race girl that I like.
Finally a queer
so
song. We're ready.
We're going to play... Macy Rodman is trans.
I'm sorry. Violet Chachki, though?
She's also queer.
Yeah, exactly. My point.
So, yeah, but... Okay, we're going to fight off
good
there.
Work.
But
woo!
Yeah, so this is Violet, Mistress Violet, and we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
I confess. stress. I'm becoming obsessed with the feminine and divine. I'm somewhat addicted to being depicted, the bitch with the whip and the Dior